L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, and we are talking players to cut in Week 5. Now let's go ahead and dive right in with players to cut in deep leagues of 12 teams or more. First up, Treylon Burks. I hate to start off a video with a promising young rookie, and I hate it because he was making progress in terms of snap count, so it's possible that brighter days were ahead. But with Treylon Burks now dealing with turf toe, an injury that will require him to miss time, holding Burks on your roster just doesn't make sense. If your league has IR spots and you can stash him, absolutely do that. But if not, Burks will just burn a hole in your roster for weeks and likely still won't be someone that you can trust when he does return to action. Burks has averaged 2.5 receptions per game with no touchdowns. And while it's sometimes justified to hold on to a talented rookie looking for that second half breakout, that will be extremely difficult to do as we start to hit bye weeks and you need active and usable fantasy assets. Drop him now and pick him up in a few weeks when he's healthy. Justin Fields. Many people coming into the 2022 season drafted Justin Fields in hope that he would have that special combination of rushing upside with just enough pass volume to make him a late round steal. 4 weeks in and an average of 8.5 completions per game, Justin Fields is QB 32 on the season. Despite offensive line concerns heading into the season, Chicago's run game is doing surprisingly well. The Bears are third in rush attempts and rush yards and fourth in yards per attempt. Some of that does belong to Justin Fields, but with the run game thriving, Chicago has no incentive to throw the ball. Personally, I think they need to let Fields throw the ball. I understand why they aren't. Fields has the worst completion percentage of quarterbacks that have started 3 games or more this season at 50.7%. But that can't improve if he doesn't get the actual opportunity to throw. Hopefully Chicago realizes they aren't a contender and lets Fields work through growing pains. But until then, his volume through the air simply isn't enough to make him fantasy relevant. James Cook. It's tough to find running backs to include on this list because it's such a premium position that we roster guys all year long that have no chance of having a fantasy relevant game that isn't the result of an injury. But to my surprise, James Cook is still being held onto at a very strange roster percentage. Now, I'm not opposed to holding on to a hope and a prayer type of running back, especially in these trying times, but there is genuinely no reason for you to hold on to James Cook. Sure, you could hold on to him and hope that it's a week where he sees some involvement in the pass game or gets some garbage time touches, but ultimately, this is not someone that you want to put in your starting lineup, and he's not an actual true handcuff to Devin Singletary. And a Buffalo handcuff is actually one of the worst handcuffs to even have if he was the true handcuff. Drop Cook for a usable asset. Next up, Robbie Anderson. With most fantasy managers wondering if DJ Moore is even someone that we should plug into a starting lineup, it's time to accept that all Panthers outside of Christian McCaffrey have zero upside in a team led by Matt Rhule, Ben McAdoo, and Baker Mayfield. Robbie Anderson's Week 1 performance set an unrealistic expectation that he'll likely never meet. Anderson's Week 1 production is nearly double the fantasy points production of his last 3 games combined. And while DJ Moore is still not someone who I'm willing to trust in my starting lineup, he did see 11 targets last week, so perhaps the Panthers are doing the right thing and planning to push more volume towards Moore. Either way, Anderson lacks upside in an offense that is struggling to find success. Greg Dortch. It was fun while it lasted. Greg Dortch was an absolute treasure in the absence of Rondale Moore, but as expected, Dortch was on a time limit. And the return of Rondale Moore in week 4 meant that Dortch saw a huge reduction in usage. Dortch went from a total of 20 receptions on 23 targets in the first 3 weeks to just one reception on one target and only a 36% snap count. Moore wasn't extremely productive in his first game back, with only 3 receptions on 5 targets for 11 yards on an 86% snap count. Given it's his first game back from an injury, I will give him a pass on the poor production. But it's possible that if Moore continues to struggle, Dortch could work his way back into earning more usage. However, I wouldn't hold on to Dortch in hopes of the situation changing. It's better to go ahead and drop him and just monitor the situation. Hunter Henry. At this point, I don't know why fantasy managers are continuing to hold on to Hunter Henry. Henry is averaging less than 2 receptions per game. He has no touchdowns. And he's doing all of that while playing a significant amount of snaps. So it's certainly not a lack of playing opportunity that's holding him back. Even with Jonnu Smith dealing with an injury, the tight end position on New England is just not productive. I'll give you a whole list of guys lower rostered that I would prefer to have than Hunter Henry. Robert Tonyan, Logan Thomas, Hayden Hurst, and even Will Dissly. It doesn't matter if Henry comes out this week and gives us 3 receptions and a touchdown for 11 fantasy points in PPR. We cannot trust this guy on our roster. We can't trust someone whose upside is 4 fantasy points. You should not put Henry into your starting lineup, nor should he be on your bench. There are other options. There are better ways. Cole Kmet. We'll keep this short and sweet with Cole Kmet. Fantasy managers are still holding on to him in the hopes that there's some kind of turnaround in store for Cole Kmet. But I just don't think it's coming. We already talked about Justin Fields and the lack of pass production, and this is very similar to the logic with Hunter Henry. The volume is just far too low to justify rostering him. I'd rather have any of the aforementioned tight ends than Cole Kmet. Moving on to players to cut in shallow leagues with 10 teams or less. Allen Robinson. Let's kick the players to cut in shallow leagues off with a bang. You are more than welcome to cut Allen Robinson. The Rams offense is a complete mess right now. Let's break down some stats. The Rams are 20th in total pass yards. They have only 4 passing touchdowns on the year. Oddly enough, though, the Rams are actually 7th in total completions with the 2nd highest completion percentage in the league. So what's happening here? Matt Stafford can't get the ball downfield. The result is Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee being target hogs with short, average depth of targets and absolutely nothing going to Allen Robinson downfield. Robinson is present. The opportunity is there and he is on the field upwards of 90% of snaps. But with the Rams' offensive line struggles, Stafford just doesn't look downfield and there's no way for Robinson to be productive. This is a major issue, and I can't trust that it will change anytime soon. Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool is back on the list again, and with good reason. After 3 weeks of minimal production, never reaching double-digit fantasy points, it somehow got even worse for Chase Claypool. In week 4, he had no receptions on 2 targets on a slightly reduced snap count, while teammate George Pickens had his breakout performance. I've been concerned about the looming potential of Pickens surpassing Claypool, and as mentioned in previous videos, I thought that the breakout would be tied to Kenny Pickett. I just wasn't expecting Kenny Pickett to play this soon because the Pittsburgh schedule is incredibly tough coming up. New quarterback, a surging George Pickens, and a rough schedule, none of this bodes well for Claypool. And there's just far too much competition for him to see any success on a consistent basis. Russell Gage. Let me be clear on this. I do love Russell Gage. I love a player that I know for a fact can come in when leading receivers go down with an injury and can be a reliable, productive fill-in. Gage has been that for the majority of his career. So that's why I'm not cutting him in deep leagues, because if Evans or Godwin goes down with an injury, Gage is an instant start. He showed this in week 3, catching 12 of 13 targets for 87 yards and a touchdown. But when everyone is healthy, Gage takes a back seat. So if you're in a deep league and can hold on to him, stay the course. But in shallow leagues, just cut him for now and double back when opportunity for him opens up.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.